Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free. Be peace in my mind. Let there be peace in the earth.
when there is peace in my mind, in my heart, there will be peace in the earth. But sometimes things are so challenging, so much is going on that we can't seem to find the peace. But we know the truth, we affirm the truth, that right where we are, God is. Ricky Byers Beckwith, Om Shanti. Yes, a prayerful song, beautiful soul food that speaks to the theme of today's conversation. Groundedness. Groundedness in the midst of challenges. To find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith, her virtual home is WeLetItBe.com or RickyBB.com. WeLetItBe.com. Let it be. Let the peace be. Let joy be. Let whatever is happening, let it be. And right now, we let ancestral blueprints be. We welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And you truly make a difference. You make a difference when you allow yourself to go and grow through the change. You make a difference simply for being, just because you are. You're part of a bigger community. Welcome to the House of Love, where we are supporting you in your transformation. And it's time for Ancestral Blueprints with my dear friend, Lisa Iverson, psychotherapist, family constellations facilitator, and the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. What's the truth? And we're getting ready to reveal the truth within you right now, no matter what you're going through or growing through, to assist you in finding your groundedness as you move through life, feeling tossed in the wind. Even while you're tossed in the wind, we're going to help you to energetically feel grounded through this conversation, through your openness, through your participation, simply because you said yes to life and you're listening. We welcome all of you on the phone lines. Thank you all for tuning in. Kobe's in the house. Monica's, the phone lady's in the house. Celeste, Lisa's in the house, of course. In the chat room, we have for peace, for love, for light. Yes, we have for Saggy. We have for Laverne. We have for guests. 4 is the number running today, according to the lady with the voice. No, I don't know if it is, but she'll tell us maybe. But yes, let's speaking of the lady with the voice, let's bring Celeste on for a quick announcement, and then we can jump into today's conversation, which is groundedness in the midst of challenges. I am your co-host. I am. That's my new name. I am co-host. Who's the co-host? I am. But some of you know me as Life Coach Ade. Some of you know me as Ade. Some of you know me as... Nah, never mind. Let's just bring on the lady with the voice. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing? Are you feeling the peace in the house? Are you letting it be?
Yes, I'm feeling the groundedness from this number 4. But it's actually 8 today, Life Coach Ade. So we're getting double the grounding. Hello, family. I'm so anxious to have Lisa's calm voice. You want to talk about the lady with the voice. Lisa has a way of just breaking down stories, and you feel like you're just flowing on a river. And she's breaking down all of these deep ancestral blueprints. So I'm looking forward to being healed by her words and the energy coming from her voice, as well as you, Life Coach Ade. So are you ready for the announcements?
Let's do it.
All right. Hello, family. Welcome to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show next week and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of every month right here from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And on the other days, you can find Life Coach A Day on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show Monday through Wednesday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss any of these shows live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach A Day and Lisa can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach A Day fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach A Day button and fill in the email. Also, you can email Life Coach A Day any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like him to cover for an upcoming show. What has you curious? Let's get Life Coach A Day's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. We are releasing Loving What Is today and moving into spiritual awakening. And we have wonderful shows and guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Next week, Joe Rivers, the voice of Martin Luther King Jr., is returning to the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. We also have singer extraordinaire and composer Troy Horn stopping by to talk about the monsters inside your head. Also, be sure to join Mbasa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot to help you make more inspired moves in your life. Now, in case you haven't heard it, the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspiredbroadcasting.com. Now, we're not having a celestial moment today, but I will tell you that the energy of the day is 8. And if you're celebrating a birthday today, then that's your lesson number for the whole year. 8 is the number of balance and infinity. It also shows up as either strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. So gather your strength with gentle persistence and trust the flow when you keep in mind that you reap what you sow. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach A Day drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small. And we thank you in advance for being a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome Lisa Iverson and Life Coach A Day.
Thank you, Celeste. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Great. 8 is the number for today. I mean, so anyway, I won't mess with your voice. We don't have time for that right now. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I was just getting ready to do it. Have a wonderful show. And hello, Lisa.
Yes, hold on, let me do this. Okay, let me unmute. Yeah, I know you like stuff. Hey, okay, Lisa's unmuted now.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Celeste. It's so nice to be with you.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you. Welcome home. I cannot wait to get ready to tap into this show. So I'm going to say I'll see you guys, and I love you both.
Thank you, Celeste.
Yes. Lisa Iverson is in the house. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well. So happy to be here. Grateful for both of you and everybody who's with us, either live or listening to the archive. And also grateful for the ones who are not with us. you know?
That's right.
wherever each person is, that's exactly where they need to be. So
indeed.
Grateful for the ones who are here and the ones who are not here. Yep.
Because the ones who are not here are keeping other things flowing so that we can do what we do.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes, it's time for Ancestral Blueprint. And Lisa, it's the end of February again, huh? Before we know it.
Well, no. Speaking of a river, time is running like a river, that's for sure.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And through it all the river is bringing up all kind of stuff with it. Today's topic, today's theme is Ancestral Blueprints, groundedness in the midst of challenges. And we all are moving through our challenges, our opportunity to grow. Some people call it problems. Some people call it pain. Whatever it is, we're all going through and growing through it. And most of us are doing our best to keep navigating and swimming in this river of life. But somehow it gets very, very challenging. And so I'm just going to throw it over to you. Groundedness in the midst of challenges. I mean, in the description, we did talk about how to use ancestral blueprints to support us to strengthen our muscles as we swim through the river of life. but, you know, I just want to throw it over to you and anything that's bubbling up or where you want to go, because that's what we do with ancestral blueprints. We just flow.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I am grateful for the topic. I'm grateful for the place for just to us acknowledge, you know, really what big times these are. And so when we picked the topic for the show, I said to you this morning before the show began, it's all I could think for us to talk about, just the truth of how much, not only when we are going through challenging things, but when the people around us, the people we love, the people we're in relationship with, the people in our community, when they have health challenges or difficulties in their lives, how do we stay grounded? How do we stay connected? The challenge of the blessing and the challenge of being human sometimes means being invited to be truthful with what it is to be in relationship with one another. So I see it in my own life. I see it in many other people's lives around me. The many people with health conditions that are challenging, and other circumstances. And so the topic is just for a little bit of time this morning, this afternoon, evening, is to just acknowledge the humanness of that experience. There's nothing to fix and there's nothing to change. It's good that we're reminded about that. And in terms of our ancestral blueprints and our ancestors are often a forgotten resource, you know, in Western culture particularly. So the opportunity for us in this conversation is to remember a bit about both the resource that they are for us, that our ancestors are for us while we live our daily lives in connection with others, but also to have a little bit more consciousness about how if we are having a challenging time because of what's going on in our life, health-wise or otherwise, or just what it's like for us being with in relationship with others who are having a challenge, how it is that we're being affected is sometimes in resonance with others in our families, with others in our ancestral blueprints. So how health challenges were dealt with in our families, how they were experienced in the larger ancestral blueprint, It's all what is. And so I check back with you nowadays as I'm speaking, mm-hmm. where you're at, who you're with, who's with you, kind of like what comes to you, you know, because yeah. it's best when we go back and forth. So that's
yes, indeed.
What you need to say right now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's where am I at? Who's with me? I think I got some folks behind me. You know, I just see this image of people standing behind me, and there's a part of me like, whoa, y'all be careful now, y'all be gentle. It's like, whoa, what's getting ready to happen here?
Yeah.
But I can see why, because one of the there's several things you said, and I want us to kind of break down when you talk about bring, you know, just acknowledging the humanness to the challenges, to the health challenges, to the things that we're moving through. I think that's a challenge. But we'll come back to that. But I want to sort of go to this, our ancestors as forgotten resources. When you said that, it something woke me up about that. And it's like, you know, one of the things that we talk about on this show is, especially on Ancestral Blueprint, is that, and you said it too, that the things that we're moving through is often in resonance with our ancestors. And I will speak for myself. I mean, regular listeners know, particularly of this show, that I am on a journey of remembering and being more aware of those that came before me. Now, I don't know. I mean, I'm a student. I'm a constant student. So I'm always listening, always thinking, okay, what else do I need to be aware of? How can I incorporate the fact that there were people who came before me, and because they were alive, because they survived, I am here. Now, when I am moving through a challenge, whatever it is, health challenge, financial challenge, emotional, whatever it is, and I think of, well, or question myself, am I forgetting my ancestors as a resource? There's a part of me that goes, but what do I do? Now, there's another part of me that says, okay, I just become aware of them. But I am left with the feeling of, okay, if I really want to keep the awareness of my ancestors around me in my day-to-day activities, especially when I'm going through challenges, especially when things seem very stormy and rocky, your relationship is not working out, as you can't seem to have a communication because we can't connect on a heart level. How do I invite my ancestors into that environment to support me in receiving what is seeking to be birthed, if you will, that because I know every challenge is an opportunity for a new awareness. How do we do that? How do we get to that place where we can say, okay, I remember my ancestors and I don't want them to be a forgotten resource. How do I bring them here? Because for me personally, I don't always think of my ancestors when I'm going through a challenge. I'm dealing with the pain, my not having an answer. So what do we do? How do we bring that into what we are moving through, especially when we're having a challenge?
Yeah. It's funny. I'm sure it's a reflection of many things, where I'm at on my path, probably Mercury retrograde, that astrological pattern, you know, so that invites us to kind of go backward a little bit. I feel the question in an opposite way.
Okay.
The way that I feel it in me is, how do I allow them to invite me?
Okay, let's just don't say anything yet. Let me just take that in. Yeah, I can't even. Yeah, now you can talk because I can't even respond to that because that makes my. I can actually feel my brain stretching.
Yeah.
How can I allow them to assist me, to guide me? Right.
Yeah, and how can I allow them? How can I allow them to invite me? And how can I allow them? How can I allow myself to be? It's just a backward thing. I just feel it as a backward, just something to try on. You know, again, not a writer about it, but I'm aware of how much work and effort most of us in this kind of Western vibration feel like have to be working really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And including accessing accessing resource and at accessing some kind of a spiritual, not necessarily enlightenment, but resources. And for me, part of the gift of our ancestors is there's no work involved.
What you talking about, Willis? Wait a minute. Slow down. I mean, come on now, Lisa. I hear someone say, well, you have my attention, but now what you mean there's no work involved? Okay, let's break that down.
That's kind of a trip, isn't it? Yeah. Like, oh, it works on. You know, the deal is, they're right there. And they're in us. And they're not an idea. They're real, and it's okay if that doesn't make sense to the mind. You know,
but calm down, myself. Right, go ahead.
Because I can feel in me as I'm talking, I can feel the conversations that I have had with many people. You know, I lead a lot of groups. I work with a lot of people. I am feeling in my heart the conversations I have had with people who ask questions like, well, where are they? And what are they? And how do I get at? You know, it's like it's a lot of... It's a lot of mental energy. So for me, the invitation with that noticing is to give that noticing. When we notice that there's a lot of mental energy being exerted to try to figure something out that has to do with matters of spirit, matters of the heart, matters of the soul, these kinds of more mysterious, beyond language kinds of questions. When we're working hard in a mental level to figure that out, then the biggest gift we can give ourselves some of the time is to just stop and give that mental energy a good home in our hearts. Because we cannot access our ancestors in a disconnected mental state. And we don't access, you know, you can feel what I'm saying. I'm kind of talking at different levels here, but you kind of get
it. I am feeling it.
Yeah. And I just feel like a real deep, deep sense of blessing, how important it is for us to allow. It's really allowing the blessing of being able to acknowledge this, what we're speaking of, without judgment, to acknowledge it with compassion in this kind of a what is place.
You know,
I didn't. Go ahead.
No, that's what I love about this show. I mean, it is different, and I think because for me, this show is different from my show that I do normally. And it's really I don't need to compare or anything, but I love our connection, and I love the wisdom that you bring, because for me, there is a healing and awareness that happens. Your words and your spirit have a way of taking me to places that I may have looked at but just never paid attention, or looked as, oh yeah, I know that's there, but it's not always my first point of contact. Now what I'm saying is, when I think of the question, how do I allow my ancestors? And when I say I, I'm saying I for all of us that are listening. You know, some of you that listen say, oh, yeah, I already do that. Okay, good. But if you're listening, there's something for you to learn. I know that much. But when I sit with that question and you say they're already here, what it brings up for me is, wow, if I maybe a heady way to embrace this heartfelt conversation, but that's what I'm going to use right now. If I allow myself, if I remind myself that my ancestors are already here because I am a product of them, I am an extension of them, then I get to really embody that thing about no separation, you know, that life is truly holographic, and I get to see that just because I don't see their body, their life lives in me. So it's a different way for me to honor myself, and I'm not alone when I'm going through challenges, and then I have to think of who do I want to share this with, or who won't judge me, who will support me. But if I just know that I am an extension of life that has come before me, that has gone through probably the most challenging experience, beautiful experience, the ups and downs, but they survived and I am here. I could say, you know, the fact that I am here, I am connected to some deep roots and I can just remember who I am. Now, as I talk, my mind is still trying to make sense. I hear a voice in my head saying, but well, what's your point? Because I believe I know myself to be, I can be heady and I can come from a heart space. But there's something about doing this out live on a radio show where everybody else is listening. And there's a part of me that wants to sort of invite people. But I want to just sit with that. When you talk about just recognizing that they're already here. And in that space for me, I move from my head, I come from my heart, and I can say, I have support. I have deep roots.
Yep.
I am part of a life before life before life, and oh, my God, it must have been strong because we kind of look at the world I live in right now as much better than it used to be. Intellectual conversation. But whatever happened to them, whatever the lifestyle was, whatever they went through, I am here.
Mm-hmm.
And if I am here, I got support.
Mm-hmm.
Because their life lives in me, even though I have a family member that's ill, even though I am experiencing a health challenge.
Right. Yeah. 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 This noticing that past, present, future, you know, some peoples would say, certainly, you know, in the States, Indigenous Americans would say past, present, future, it's all right here, right now.
Right.
So part of what we're in contact with is has to do with different orientations around time. Mm-hmm. You know, we have our linear, I think where mm-hmm. it's easy to get tripped up in terms of accessing ancestors is we are quite connected with our linear time structures. So the clock, the calendar, that there's a mental image that easily pops up that would say, oh, I gotta go back to some linear point in time to picture somebody, you know, at a particular linear point. But that's where, you know, those linear structures exist, but they are not the only place. That's not where energy lives with what we're talking about. With what we're talking about, it has to do with a nonlinear space. So you said it beautifully. You just said it so beautifully just a moment ago as you were thinking out loud with it. It right there. Yeah. So sometimes, you know, what we need, my sense, is to be with others, you know, just like we're doing, to be with others, to allow this movement to be made visible. I certainly know that to be true with my work, the groups that I'm in, the groups that I lead. It's the blessing that comes from being wherever two or more are gathered.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's irreplaceable.
I'm having an experience, as I always do, on all my shows and this show. You know, and I was going to come back to the statement you made about nothing to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And it has already been answered. Now, when we talk about ancient wisdom, the indigenous wisdom, what we are talking about is what we always hear. But there's something about the Western approach in spirituality. From my perspective, so I'm going to own it. Sometimes healing, and it's not as a judgment, but we start with the intellect first. And I really do feel and believe that if we are wanting to be aware, because healing is really a result of awareness. So if we want to be aware of what is really seeking to be birthed, what's showing up, the lesson, the blessing, when we start with the intellect, we have already narrowed down the insight. We've already watered it down. But if we allow ourselves to just sit in the humanness of it, sit with the fact to just recognize and remember that our ancestors are here with us already, to sit with the pain that we feel, to sit with the guilt, to sit with the whatever we're moving through, we get to connect with something deeper, and then we're able to sometimes express what we caught from the on a heart level through our senses. And so when you say nothing to fix, I get it now. I really do get it. And this approach, what you just shared, is like our ancestors as forgotten resources. I see how if we take that on board, if we choose to just kind of embrace it and see what it feels like for us, it would really slow us down in everything that we're doing. That's how I see it right now. Because I feel, earlier I was, before the show, I was like, oh my God, I got to do this, I got to do this. But once you drop that awareness, that insight, that wisdom, I feel my whole body just relaxing. I mean, just kind of sitting into that statement. And just being with that. Because that itself, for me, is healing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so the topic about being grounded in the face of challenge, then it's like you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the external realities that there are to deal with, that's all that stuff's still there. The people around you, the people around me, the people in our world who have whatever challenges they have, those are still there. But we can be with them and with ourselves with a greater quality of calm, with a greater quality of security, you know, with a greater quality of belonging.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we come in contact, in whatever way it happens, when we come in contact with our ancestors, it reminds our being of belonging. It reminds us of our place. And it has the consequence of just, without any, again, thing that there is to do about it, but there's a releasing of what is not ours to do.
Mm.
You know, the impulse out of love, when we have people around us who are in pain of some kind, whether it's health or financial or relational, whatever the circumstance is, it activates just this human desire to do something. I got to do something. I got to do something to help whoever it is. I got to do something to try to fix something. I got to do something to try to take care of something. You know, it activates this kind of doing energy. And
yes.
sometimes there really is something to do. So I'm not dissing doing, but when it's activated out of this kind of a crisis reflex, we can't be as effective in discerning the doing from being. So, you know, there are sometimes true crises around us that activate a doing energy. Bless this. Thank God for it, you know, that this is part of our humanness, that we can respond in this way. But sometimes this is what I see around me, around our human family, when there's a lot going on of challenge all at once, that impulse, that kind of crisis impulse, it's getting activated over and over and over again. And so it becomes harder to discern, like, what really is a crisis and what is not a crisis. Because our physical body, not to get too, you know, technical here, but, you know, the hormonal impulse in our body, our nervous system impulse in our body, our adrenal system takes over, and we can be physiologically responding in crisis mode out of a reflex, out of stress. So I just see this. I see this as, like, this is happening a lot. This is happening a lot in our human family because, you know, just of, there's just many things that we're experiencing as a species.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just see it as a thing. And so I just appreciate our conversations to be able to, you know, say, yeah, slow it down and kind of name some of these things. So, and we can, the other thing I want to say is we cannot always tell by looking at ourselves or by looking at somebody else what kind of a state their being is truly in. I'm thinking of a friend of mine who, she presents, like, so calm. She presents to the world, like, no matter what's going on around her, there's a feeling of calm. But inside, because I know her so well and we've talked about this, what's happening to her on the inside, it's like little grenades going off all the time. You know, you know, she is in her, in the inner part of her being, the alarm bells are going off all the time because of the what's going on around her. But people who wouldn't know her well, you know, they're completely reassured by her calm demeanor that's on the outside, you know.
Right.
But so what's happening for her is her health is starting to really take a toll. So now it's like that process, it's catching up and it's taking a toll. So I just think over and over again every day, I think we are all in it together.
Yes.
We are all in it together, and we really need each other more than ever, you know, to bring awareness to all these things and more. Our ancestors, my experience, what I sense, our ancestors, again, they're this available, often untapped resource there to be with us during these times. So, so thank you that we have this conversation. So many different directions we can go from here.
And you know, you're right. And, you know, for me, this is what comes up for me. I'm like really stuffing myself and busting out laughing. I feel like this is like a spiritual intervention for spiritual students or those who are seeking, those who are on the search to, you know, to improve life, to be better, to be so much more, to live their dreams. Because this kind of tells us to like come back and to disconnect a little bit right now from using information as a drug. No, I understand my ancestors are here, but I got to do something. It's something I need to do. I can't just sit here and do that. That doesn't work for me. And as you said, and I agree, yes, there are times we got to do something, time we got to do something. But if we start from a place of wholeness, we allow more to happen rather than trying to take a shower with a cup of water and say, this is all I got. And we say, wait. There's, we can connect this hose, this garden hose you have to a faucet that you don't even exist. I don't have time for that. I got this cup of water and I need to take a shower. You're telling me to do what? Oh, you got to what? So for me, I feel like this is like an intervention for spiritual students, for those of us who are moving through a lot in life. And life is always inviting us to slow down, to pay attention, to listen. And then from that place of listening, of connection, to be guided, to be inspired of what to do, what doctor to call, what medication to use, whatever is going on. And I want to share this post that I've shared on Facebook. You just, when you were talking, it came to me and said, walking, I am listening to a deeper way. Suddenly, all my ancestors are behind me. Be still, they say. Watch and listen. You are the result of the love of thousands. And that's a quote by a Native American writer, Linda Hogan. Walking, I am listening to a deeper way. Suddenly, all my ancestors are behind me. Be still, they say. Watch and listen. You are the result of the love of thousands. That kind of summarizes for me what I'm settling into.
Yeah. And that's in all of us. It's in every single one of us. You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got an email. Well, it's not an email. So we had a caller called in, and so let's share the conversation with me. And I want to share the conversation Celeste had with the listener who wanted something other than what we had or what we have. And so, and I think this all belongs. So the person called in, they wanted a reading, like a psychic reading. Mm-hmm. And the listener said, hold on for 1 second, let me pull that up. Let me go here. The listener said her siblings have physical problems and they are too close-minded to try other modes of healing. Apparently, she didn't want to, that's funny, she didn't want to try, so she said, I don't want somebody's opinion about this, I want them to see what I can't see, and so basically, she wanted to read, and she didn't want to hear what she perceived would be just our opinion on it, she wanted to see what she can't see, so basically, kind of hard for me to even say because I think it's not really different. But anyway, she wanted a reading. Let me put it that way. She wanted a psychic reading, pulling cards and saying, okay, maybe she wanted to say the angels or the guides. And it's an interesting thing. And I really believe, and I mean this with all humility, the listener, if you're still listening, and it's for us all, it's for me, it's for us all, that sometimes we're so focused on what we think is the answer, which is what we're talking about, that you miss the answer. Because she shared that her siblings are close-minded to other modes of healing. And she calls in wanting a reading. And Celeste said, well, they don't do readings, but they can support you. And she said, no, I don't want to hear what they have to say. I want to see what I'm not seeing by them doing a reading, which is what the siblings are doing. They say, nope, I don't want another form of healing from the email anyway. I just want what I want or how I know it to be. And I don't know if I even have, well, I'll just go with what I'm feeling. And not to answer the question, because I don't know what the question is, but how often we block our own healing because we're so focused on receiving an answer in such a certain way. And one of the things you said, Lisa, about somebody that you know who on the outside looks very calm, but on the inside is a different conversation. We sometimes think we know what's going on inside of somebody else. But I believe when we just pull back and allow the pain that we feel about a sibling or siblings who are having physical challenge and they're not open to another way of healing, if the listener just allow herself to actually feel, what does that feel like for her? I believe that she will catch a different awareness, maybe become maybe more compassionate. Now, I'm not saying she isn't. I don't know. We didn't talk. I'm just reading the email. But I see how what we're talking about already right now is the answer to anybody moving through something like this, where we just realize, wait, we are a result of the love of thousands in spite of what it looks like. So, Lisa, I'm going to just throw it over to you. I don't have a question.
Yeah. I'm with you. Thank you. Yeah. And a couple images come to my mind. We're a result of that love, and so is every other person, including our siblings, whether they know it or not, whether we know it or not. You know, the love... I am really blessed to be with this truth in the work that I do a lot, how deeply sibling love operates. And how often I appreciate the caller calling in the essence of it that I just sense is it's around how to be in relationship with a sibling who's in pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is a universal thing, you know. And for most families, what happens is, there's a couple things that I see happening. Wherever siblings are with one another, the parents' relationship is activated too. So our mothers and our fathers are in us, and they are also in our siblings. So sometimes there can be, without an awareness that this is what's happening, there can be discontent happening amongst siblings that really is a kind of a discontent that belongs to the parents' relationship with one another.
Mm.
So that's a big thing.
Yeah.
That's like a whole year's worth of conversation.
but
I just offer it as something for all of us to kind of be with. And I've seen one of the most powerful things in healing things we can do in relationship with siblings is just to accept them as they are.
Right.
You know? And to have compassion for the helplessness that we feel in the face of whatever their pain is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to really, you know, it's, this is, again, I think this is a universal thing, that it's the judgment that we have, that we are inclined to have. We are inclined toward judgment of our siblings to protect us,
mm-hmm.
to protect our hearts,
yes.
from the helplessness that's there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From yeah. So, God bless the judgment. God bless the helplessness.
Yes.
And I'm grateful
yes.
for the Lord. Yeah.
I love
yeah.
that. God bless the judgment, the helplessness. And it's true, because sometimes yeah. we want to do because we feel if we can help somebody else, our siblings, our friends, or maybe someone we care about, someone we love, and they don't feel pain, then we will feel better. But we might, sometimes we cover that under the guise of, I'm doing this because I love you. But sometimes it's really, I'm doing this because it hurts me so much, and I think if I can help you not feel pain, then I will feel better. But it's hard to, we don't allow ourselves to have that kind of conversation. That the reason I want you to try a different way of healing, the reason I want you to do blah, 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 is because when you're feeling good, I feel good. So
yeah.
the invitation is, can we find the feeling good? And I'm not even talking about a essence, intellectual feeling good. I'm talking about a inner beingness, being, like you said, Lisa, God bless the judgment. Can you find a place of feeling good with just the fact that, okay, I really am trying to soothe my own pain. I really am judging them because when I see them being in pain, it hurts me and it's just unbearable. Can you just create a space for yourself? And I also believe that if we look at how we communicate, how we react or respond to life, so many answers, there's treasures in our ways of being. Because for me, when I read Celeste's email to me about the conversation, the listener said, and if the listener is listening, just consider this. You're saying your sisters or siblings, your siblings are not open to, they're closed-minded to try other modes of healing. I'm just saying, you were close-minded to another way of listening because you want it to be through a reading. So that way you will get your answer. So maybe there's a theme there. And if you see where in your life, where you are close to other ways because you think the way you see it is the way it is, maybe you allow yourself a little bit more room to say, okay, I see what's happening here. I can be like that too. Because with understanding comes compassion. And we're going to take a break. We're having a soul conversation here. And if you're ready for a spiritual intervention, join the conversation. And the fact that you're listening, and those of you that are still listening, and those of you that are just coming in, yes, your ancestors brought you here. And whatever you get from it is just what you need. We are going to take a break. We are going to come back after the break, and we are going to continue the conversation. And I'm not just talking about Lisa and I, all the we that are part of this moment. There's so much more going on behind the scenes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a rate. No, you're not. Yeah, that's what happens when you go for memory. Am I open to a new way of communicating? Yes, you are listening to Ancestral Blueprints. Yeah, well, I'm doing pretty good, actually, considering. Anyway, let's take a break. Let's breathe all of this in. Now, I'm going to do this first before we take a break, because this song I wanted to play, and it goes very, very well with what we're talking about. Because healing can be messy sometimes. Spiritual growth and transformation is messy. You got to go to places that are painful. You got to face things that you'd rather look away from. And we say love is a powerful healer. But love has a way of coming in and opening you up to something more. This is Troy Horn. Title of the song is If We, you know, and it says if we love one another. But how do we do that? when we have the challenge. When the challenge as well is actually asking us, calling for us to love. We'll be back.
What if you, what if I all loved each other? There would be nothing we can't do if we could choose to love each other. There is no mountain could stand in our way if we all chose love today. Some will say the greatest thing is love, and prophets say without love they ain't enough. But still there remains a question. In a world still filled with war, despair and hate, without a piece of food on every plate, could love be the right direction? There is no mountain could stand in our way if we are
yourself, even in the judgment or how you think it needs to be, what would you be able to do? Sit with that as we take a quick break and be right back.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's right. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. The theme, the topic is groundedness in the midst of challenges. Lisa Iverson is a psychotherapist, facilitator of family constellations, and the author of Ancestral Blueprints. Revealing invisible truth in America's soul. I knew that. And we're going to take a call in a minute. The song we played before the break was Troy Horn, H-O-R-N-E. His website address is that, troyhorn.com. And the title was, what's the title? If We. And it's going to be joining us next week. So we'll get you a copy. Download an MP3 file. But you think about that. If we just love each other, and loving is it's an active thing. It's not a woo-woo stuff. It's not a heady stuff. Real loving is getting and feeling and embracing what is happening right now. And Lisa, and I'm just going to just come to you. I do want to talk about something I saw on your website about family matters. But I just want, to throw it to you, see if there's anything moving for you, bubbling up inside of you since the break, and before we move into that, so let's just leave it as that for now. I'm throwing it over to you.
Thanks. Two things. One is how, staying true to that theme, being grounded with challenging times, there's often an impulse to carry on, business as usual when it's a difficult time. And so another thing that I see around me is how important it is to, in the spirit of paying attention to what is, to make changes in one's schedule, make changes in one's expectations of oneself and others when things are challenging. So our American culture particularly is so over the top focused on workplace productivity. Mm-hmm. We tend to have a kind of a, nose to the grindstone kind of work no matter what kind of expectation that we might not be aware of how that's causing an extra vibration of stress. Now, the reality is most of us, we need to do our jobs. We need to, make money to bring into the household, this kind of a thing. I'm not saying quit your job or don't go to work. I'm just saying as a culture and as a species, for the purpose of well-being, it's important we really continue to adjust our expectations. What's realistic to expect of oneself and one another when things are difficult. And certainly, you know, if we look at rates of disease, you know, not to go down that road too far, but since part of what we're talking about is, you know, groundedness when people around us maybe have a lot of health issues going on, you know, our disease rates are epidemic in the U.S., and part of that is stress and lifestyle related. So it's like, you know, I just, as we're with the conversation, I think, you know, what's going to turn that around, you know? So part of turning that around is the being with it just as it is now. It's, you know, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but now. How do we shift that? So
and so that
you know, that kind of a space of, you know, what happens, what would happen for our whole country if we allow that meditation of generations of ancestors being behind us? What would happen if, as a whole country, we allowed that space to be with us? You know, that's why I wrote that book. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I feel the movement of that. You know.
I hear you. I mean, it's like, and Tam, we're coming to you in a minute. When you said this ease, what came for me is the invitation of this ease is to tap us on the shoulder, tap us in the heart, tap our soul, that we're being given an opportunity to invite ease into this dis-ease, and not, you know, and be careful when we're creating more dis-ease while we are, or people we love, already experiencing dis-ease.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
right.
The invitation of a disease is to bring ease to it. And how do you bring ease to it? And most disease is triggered by lifestyle and the thing we eat, and we're rushing, we're stressed. Bring ease to yourself. If you're the one going through it, if you know somebody, how can you bring ease to yourself? So when you show up at a hospital, when you're talking to them on the phone, when you send a card, you can come from a place of ease rather than, oh, my God, people who have this kind of disease, I hear they die in 2 weeks, or the doctor said you only have a few months to live. No, how can you bring ease to all of that? And that's real spiritual work. That's real loving work. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. Let's take a call. Getting close. Let's take a call. We got an interesting question. I'm glad. I'm really grateful. For Tamara has a question. Tamara is calling from Colorado. Spiritual midwife Tamara, you got a great question. Share the question with us, please, so we can see what's triggered for all of us.
You know, really, thank you for taking my call, because Lisa, when you were talking a little bit ago about our ancestors, our family, always being around us, I wasn't quite sure how I felt about that, because when I was 3, my grandfather started to sexually molest me. He had also molested my mother, my aunt, their cousins. He's been gone since I was 12, but I'm not sure how I feel about having him around me. And I just wondered if you could maybe speak to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that question and that truth. I'm aware the millions of people who are in resonance with that question and with that truth. The drive from the family soul that I see in my work every day, the drive is for truth to be seen, for truth to be acknowledged. So when there have been these difficult, what you're in contact with is difficult truths. So there's a drive for truth, all truths to be seen. In connection with that truth being seen, there's a drive for everyone's place of belonging to be acknowledged and restored. So this task belongs to all of us. This task, this invitation belongs to all of us. And there is no, I would say that for a person who is in your situation, it's important to go with your inner feeling of at this point today in your life. Tomorrow it might be different, but for today, maybe there are other ancestors who are the ones to picture being behind you. Maybe what wants to happen is a movement of picturing other ancestors being with your grandfather to help him, that you're not bound with the experience, that it's not your task to help him with that. The best ones to help him come from before him. So your question deserves more than a few minutes on a radio show. You know,
it's interesting that you talk about truth, because my grandmother, when she was in her probably middle 60s, started to develop macular degeneration, so she was starting to go blind. And they always felt it was because she wouldn't see the truth. My family would never talk about the truth.
Uh-huh.
I finally got my mother to speak about it back in the middle 90s. And that was shortly after she had her thyroid removed, because, you know, it was such a taboo in my family. I mean, I'm so verbal about it. And I think that it's an issue, a topic that's really important to me. It's part of what my work is based on. But gosh, when you said, you know, that he could just be there, I thought, oh, hell no, you do not even get to come close to me, period, no, I don't want you even around me.
Yeah, of course, that impulse is there, yeah. If you also email me, if the work, the family constellation approach, we haven't talked about it specifically today, maybe that's what I spend a few minutes with Ade at the end, talking about that approach. And so if you'd like to email me, I can give you names of colleagues in Colorado that you, if you're interested to explore that work with them. I travel there occasionally and work there as well. But I have found, I've been a therapist for over 20 years. I have not found any other way that comes close to restoring truth and healing and belonging around this kind of family circumstance the way that the constellation work does. It's not a replacement. You know, there are many different paths of healing that are important. But this particular work, it just is great. So feel free to email me and I can give you names of other people or myself to explore that if you're interested.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
For bringing that question up, and then, you know, like you said, Lisa, that we don't even have enough time now, but because I also have another way of thinking about how we, you know, I kind of see that the fact that we are here, we are also part of the healing of what those who came before us did or didn't do. And I know, and I think it's a good idea to talk about family constellation, but because through the work that I've done with you, I know that part of family constellation, the process is about recognizing that the healing doesn't belong to us. It belongs to those who came before the person in our ancestry to deal with that. And I don't know if you can tile that in. We've got about maybe 3 minutes or so, or just go wherever you're the expert in that area. Just go wherever you're led or feel to go.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. The constellation approach, it's a way that in a group format or in one-on-one work, with a practitioner like myself, we can access this larger blueprint of our ancestry and help us honor images from the family soul that have not yet been acknowledged or honored. And so this is the thing that in most of our families, there are these invisible truths, these unacknowledged truths that are deeply influencing our lives. And so the process, the constellation process, works around matters, the human matters of life, around belonging, around balance, giving and receiving, around where parents and children belong in right relationship with one another, around injustice and what happens when there's been injustice that's not gone reconciled, the drive for atonement and connection with unacknowledged injustice. So these are matters in our human family. So there's a lot more information about it on my website that we can give at the end. And then along with the website, your question about Family Matters is the name of a year-long program with me. It's an immersion experience learning program with me based in the northwest part of the U.S., where we work not only with constellations, but we work a lot with moving into conscious resonance with our ancestors, how to access them as a resource, and how to live with more freedom and belonging in our lives. And support people who are interested in integrating constellation work into their own work lives as a practitioner, either with groups or with individuals. So there's a lot of information on the web about it. And the reason it's called Family Matters is because family matters.
Matters. That's right. I heard it too. It's like, they matter. Like, that's just the way it is.
So is this an online course or is it people?
No, it's an in-person gathering. I'll be, I do a lot of phone work with people. I do a lot of work with people from around the country, some around the world by phone sessions. As time goes by, I'll have more groups online, but it's good to know what we can do in person and what we can do by phone. Like the both.
What you say is good to know what we can do. That sounds so simple, but there's so much nutrient in that statement. It's like it's good to know what could be done on the phone and what needs to be done in person. Indeed, wisdom.
Yeah.
Lisa Iverson's website is Family Constellations with a West. I always do that with an S. FamilyConstellationsWest.com. Family Constellations, as in the stars. FamilyConstellationsWest.com to find out more about Family Constellations, the Family Matters course. And, Lisa, I wonder if maybe next month we can actually talk about, I don't know what the theme topic would be. Well, I know what the theme is, the idea of really looking more, if we can, on this show about how we heal or how to create a space for those who came before us. Even we may have a judgment of it, or we thought our parents were horrible parents or grandparents or whatever the case, what can we do to actually bring healing? I mean, this is the, don't have time to talk about it clearly, but we're celebrating Black History Month, and there's a lot that comes with that I personally think healing hasn't happened. So I'm wondering if we can come up with something around that next month so that we can start to trace our path, our roots with love rather than, I don't know about all that, because I think when you deny your past, you deny yourself, because it all lives here. Yeah, I think that would be good.
Thank you. Thank you. I hold a place in my heart for that, and with gratitude. With gratitude. Thank you so much, Eddie.
Yes, thank you, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you bring. You, I am so grateful for you. Have a wonderful healing day, and we are enfolding you and loving you. Life is good. It's getting better. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. Thank you for being part of this conversation. Thank you for being part of the healing. Thank you for revealing the invisible truth. Remember that the breath of God is breathing you. If you can't deal with all the other stuff, know that the breath of God is breathing you. And sometimes that's just enough. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Play Experience with Ambassador Sofera. Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, of course, 7 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Celestial Moment. Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. All right. Vicky Bias Beckwith, The Breath of God. I'm out of here. We out of here. See you when I see you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.